Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. It has been three broadcasts since I reminded you that May is the month for mail. Sometime this month, please send me an email or a letter. My addresses will be given later. I really want to know that you're listening, and May is half gone already. Also, if you have never written to me before, when you reach out to me, I will send you this very readable book, Can I Know God's Will? By R.C. Sproul. The book is Can I Know God's Will? And the author is R.C. Sproul. This is yours completely free of charge if you have never written to me before. When you write, be sure to include your mailing address, do write that clearly, and any comments, questions, and/or prayer requests. This will be a great encouragement to me if you write, so please do so. Your note does not have to be long. Just a simple hello will be great. I have no idea you listen unless you let me know that you do. Sometimes, as I work away alone here in my little study, I prayerfully wonder, who's out there, Lord? Your simple email or letter will let me know. I am out here, Mark. And that will go a long way in strengthening me to press on. I thank you in advance for your correspondence. When we began this week, I told you I had two insights to give you on Romans 1, verse 4, as we go on reflecting in Romans 1. My first insight was this: the Holy Spirit's power raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And we learned this, and then applied this great truth to our own Christian lives. Let's pick up where we left off last time, so I can add a few comments. Reflecting Romans 1, verse 4, and Romans 8, verse 11, we saw that it is by the power of the Holy Spirit within us, as Christians, that we will have spiritual life in our dead, sinful bodies. How are we as Christians going to overcome our sin in these mortal bodies? When we fight our own lusts and passions as Christ's people, don't we wonder how to gain the victory? The answer is in the Holy Spirit. If He has the power to bring back Jesus from the dead, then He has the power to give you and I spiritual life, and one day to resurrect our bodies from the grave also. This weekend, you and I will both struggle against sin. I know what tempts me. I do not know what tempts you, except that I know all of us are tempted to sin against God and one another in some way. And before we are cornered by the lusts of our flesh, then we must call upon the power of the Holy Spirit to make us holy. When your phone is running out of battery, you plug it into the outlet and it is powered up. Likewise, this weekend, knowing in advance that in the weakness of your flesh, you will be powerless over temptation, plug your soul into the Spirit of holiness and be powered up. Read the Word of God. Pray. Have fellowship, even by phone, text, call, video message. Gain strength by talking to other believers. And worship God. And let the power of the Holy Spirit strengthen and defend you. Do not try to live the Christian life in your own power, but in Christ's power. Next time, we'll get to my second insight on the Monday edition of Definition.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.